All right, it's Friday morning, by the way, if you're wondering what day it is, if it matters. Samuel, good morning.
Good morning, Clive. It's nice to hear you again.
You say that.
I do, and I mean it.
Yeah, now, about your sight, Samuel.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I still haven't seen a physician.
No, you've got to do that, and I've done some a nice GP of mine. Of course, I said I don't want to break confidentiality. I said that this poor person suffering publicly in Canberra, he's got a sight up, and I showed him, if you didn't mind, I showed him an example of it.
Not at all.
Yeah, and he, he's not normally an emotional man, but he looked and put his head in his hands and said, it's happened again. Now, I don't know what that means. And I said, what can be done? He said, well, we don't know. He said, it's happened again. Anyway, he's made a note of your sight, and he'll send a little email along. He's a doctor. He's a nice guy. He won't use his own name for obvious reasons. And we're all hoping, Samuel, that did you get over this?
Well, we can only hope.
Yeah, we can only hope. I don't think you're hoping, though, by continuing the site, by the way.
Oh, probably not. But until I get professional help,
yeah, I think it's
it'll keep going.
That's right. I think it's a very reasonable thing. I mean, what can you do? That's your life, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is. And a time-consuming life, Samuel, get one. And stop stalking Mike Jeffries. I saw the photo. Yeah.
That photo is a few years old.
Oh, you mean there's the statute of limitations on stalking, is it?
No, he turned up at one of TCC's promotions.
And you happened to be there just by odd chance?
Well, they knew I was going to be there.
Did they? And they still had the promotion, knowing you were going to be there.
Very strange, isn't it?
This is carelessness, isn't it?
It is, very.
Yeah.
I actually rang because, knowing that you like trains, I thought you might be able to analyse a dream I had about a train.
Oh.
You might be sending me to this position again.
And Samuel, I'm not going to end up dumping myself with this, am I?
I hope not.
What is the dream you've had, Samuel?
Well, for some reason, I was sitting on a Sydney train.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the second last carriage,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking out the rear window, and all of a sudden...
Excuse me, there's no rear window in the second last carriage.
Isn't there?
Oh, you'd see into the next carriage behind you. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. What I mean. So
looking down the corridor.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the carriage behind just sort of disconnected from the train and,
mm-hmm.
and disappeared in the distance.
Now, you know, you realise what there's a problem already here, don't you?
What?
Because of the Westinghouse brake system, which is sort of fail-safe, the whole train would have stopped if they'd have disconnected.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But this was a dream, and I don't think the dream knew that either.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, just to make the dream even less realistic, a City Rail staff member was walking down the train, and I alerted him to the fact that the carriage had gone missing.
Yeah.
So they pulled up at the next station,
mm-hmm.
and got everyone off the train.
Including you?
Including me.
Yeah.
And they waited for the carriage to catch up with the train, which somehow it did. And then they decided that just to make sure that the train would work properly, they had to make the train do a loop of the railway station. And they found that this carriage behind was travelling 1 kilometre per hour slower than the rest of the train.
Oh, I like that.
Hmm. And so they said, well, it's all okay, we just won't use this carriage. And everyone got on and we all left again.
And you left the carriage behind?
Yeah.
Gee. Should we read something into this?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking Dr. Cliff.
Was it in colour?
It was.
Okay. Was anyone else on the train to give us a sort of ring up and confirm this? You see how we've now turned that corner, you see that? Up to this point you thought it was a dream. If someone else rings up and says, I saw him there, he didn't even give a hand.
Actually, they had me, the City Rail staff had me holding a stopwatch to time the train going around the railway station.
And how did it actually go around the railway station? For some reason, it was a loop around the station, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
That's odd in itself.
And there was only one platform at the station.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, okay. Well, I think probably you can't read much in that at all, I think, Samuel.
Okay.
But they're fun dreams. Do you have good dreams generally?
Oh, I do. Whenever I have a dream, it's usually a bit of fun.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out the reason for your little internet site, that's all. It's a nice subtle way of advanced questions.
Yes.
What are you up at this hour for, Samuel? What are you doing?
Well, I was writing stuff for my website.
Were you? Oh, by the way, I like your typeface that you use. What is the typeface that you use? What font?
I forgot.
It's a nice looking one.
I will.
I don't understand what you write, of course, but I like the typeface.
No, it is complete gibberish, isn't it?
No, not complete.
Well, there's some gibberish about my fear of power lines on there.
What, fear of touching them or fear of the the hum or what?
I just have a fear of overhead power lines.
What do you think is going to happen?
Nothing. That's the problem. I just have this fear of them for no good reason.
And in reality, how does that show itself? Do you don't walk under them or what?
Pretty much. I try to avoid walking under them.
Have you seen As Good As It Gets, the film?
Yes.
Do you remember Mr. Udell and his problem with walking on cracks? And,
yes.
Is there any relationship here, do you think, in your behavior? Are you odd with soap and having to keep washing yourself?
Not that I've noticed, although I do notice that if I wash my face, I do have to touch my hair.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, when you see the doctor ringing there, he won't use his real name. Tell him as much as you feel comfortable, Samuel.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
I liked his dream, actually. I like technical dreams like that. And why would the whole train stop? Because of the Westinghouse brake system. And I know all about it, and someone's going to ring up and say, you don't know as much as I do. I do. It's just a problem I have, this knowledge that I have.